Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
This is the house that faith built. It has been built with faith, by faith, and to spread the faith. And it is being dedicated today, less than a month before the beginning of the year of faith, called for by Pope Benedict XVI to mark the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the Second Vatican Council, which was itself the greatest faith event worldwide of our lifetime. When I arrived in Arkansas 4.5 years ago, I found myself blessed with a diocese which was already rich in faith. The faith of Arkansas Catholics has been tended with loving care for almost 170 years and has matured through times of testing and turmoil. We have welcomed many immigrants, Irish, Germans, Poles, Italians, Slovaks, and now Hispanics, Vietnamese, and many others from all over the world. Thanks to these recent immigrants, plus people who have moved here in retirement, and many converts, our local church has doubled in size in the last 50 years, and we now constitute 6% of the general population. This growth of Arkansas Catholicism numerically and in diversity is already reason for great joy. Today's gathering bespeaks yet another reason for heartfelt gratitude to God and to the faithful Catholics of today and yesterday in our state. Because the reason we are able to gather today to dedicate this house of formation is that God, in His infinite mercy, has blessed us with a new flowering of vocations, especially to the priesthood for the Diocese of Little Rock, and also to the permanent diaconate. We presently have 35 seminarians and 3 discerners, 9 of whom will soon reside in this house of formation. And in November, I will ordain 40 new permanent deacons. This blessing of many new vocations is a wonderful gift of God to us. But we shouldn't forget that God uses us to bear fruit for Him. So our upswing in vocations is also due in part to our efforts to collaborate with God in calling forth these vocations and in nurturing these vocations. This has meant helping young people to enter into a close personal relationship with Jesus, whereby they place themselves fully at His disposition, desiring only to know His will and then to do it in all things. In other words, to become men and women of faith. That's the difference between a vocation and a career. A career is employment chosen that the person thinks will best fulfill his personal goals, often honorable goals, but nevertheless his goals. A vocation is a response to a call from God, who has a role for every single one of us in His divine plan. But the goal is God's goal, not merely our goal. And that requires one to set aside one's own will, one's own preferences, one's own goals, in order to do God's will. Sadly, there sometimes are those who treat their priesthood as if it were a career. They end up being miserable. Happily, there are also some in secular employment who view their employment as a vocation. Nurses, teachers, it could be anything. If they are fulfilling God's will in their lives, their role in God's plan, if they're seeking to do His role rather than their own will, then it too is a vocation to be treasured by all. And faith itself? Faith is more often caught than taught. Indeed, the definition of theology, which these young men will be studying, is faith seeking understanding, meaning that what is taught builds on an already established foundation of faith. The Lord uses people to inspire us, to awaken in us an openness to His gift of faith, and then He uses us to inspire others. I often discover in the autobiographies that our seminarians write as part of the application process that the seeds of faith were planted and fostered by their parents and others whose sincere faith and sacrificial love inspired them to make that faith their own. And not just faith in the sense of embracing the teaching of Jesus and His church intellectually, although that certainly is included, but also more importantly, faith in the sense of learning to trust God and learning to trust His will and taking the risk to do things His way, especially in times of adversity, in times when difficult decisions need to be made. I mentioned parents who ideally are the first teachers and models of their children in the faith, but the parent thing doesn't always work out. So thanks be to God, Jesus has lots of others to reach out to those whom He's calling to His service. Ways to reinforce and foster growth in those who are still trying to discern His will, especially those who by temperament just seem to have a hard time making any kind of decision to which they will commit their whole life. Among these who inspire is the fine example of the priests of the Diocese of Little Rock, who serve our people so selflessly and with inspiring love and commitment day in and day out, often in quiet and discreet ways that no one knows about except the specific people being helped. We have wonderful, happy priests in Arkansas, and their faith and their commitment is contagious. Thanks be to God. Also, those who work specifically with our youth, our excellent youth in Hispanic ministry offices, which offer search and búsqueda retreats and EPJ, Encuentros Pastorales Juveniles, in which each young person is confronted with the question, what does God want me to do with my life? Also, our religious education programs in our parishes and in our Catholic schools and parish-level youth ministry. And then the efforts of adults throughout the state to promote vocations among our youth. The prayers of Catholics in every parish in this state, the efforts of our Sarah Club, the efforts of our Knights of Columbus who have given so generously to this house of formation and support so fully the efforts of the church in this state. Also all involved with our Taste of Faith events and efforts on the parish level to promote vocations and raise money to cover the expenses involved in educating our seminarians. And the list just goes on and on. And of course it goes without saying, our vocations team. Monsignor Scott Friend, the finest vocation director in the United States. Monsignor Richard Oswald, Father Ruben Quinteros, and Father Eric Pohlmeier, all very able supporters of vocation ministry. All of the above expressions of faith. People who trust in Jesus, who walk by faith, spreading the good news. This house of formation is an expression of our faith and our trust in the Lord. Pessimists said we would never fill it, and yet it is full on day one. In fact, It's full before we're ready to move. We don't even have the beds yet, but it's full. Others said we'd never pay for it. But Arkansas Catholics and the Catholic Extension Society, which provided major funding through challenge grants, Knights of Columbus, people from Hot Springs Village, people from all over the state, cannot be outdone in generosity. And I am confident, just like with our Catholic Charities building 3 years ago, not only will God provide, He will do so through generous Arkansans and others. This is the house that faith built. It has been built by faith, with faith, and to spread the faith.